Craig, Doc Wagner, sat at a cafeteria table in the dorm they'd been assigned to in the Olympic Village. The guys on the team had been looking forward to this assignment for months. Delta Force teams were brought in for the Olympics to supplement the local security forces. Their job was to protect not only the U.S. athletes, but everyone who lived and worked at the venue for the month or so that the Olympics were going on. This year, the Summer Games were in Seoul, South Korea, and the Deltas were on high alert because of the proximity to North Korea. Intelligence reports indicated the leader of the communist country was desperate to show the world he was a force to be reckoned with. And what better way to do that than to make a move on the Olympics? Everyone's eyes were on Seoul, and a terrorist attack would be huge news.
"You look tense," Trigger said to Doc as they ate their lunch.
Doc shrugged.
"Conditions aren't ideal to keep everyone safe," he told his team leader.
"The athlete village has some of the highest security on the complex," Lefty said. "No one is allowed inside the buildings without proper credentials. No parents, no reporters. Only the athletes and trainers are allowed."
"Right, and no one has ever forged credentials before," Doc said sarcastically.
The dorm they'd been assigned to was basically a large luxury hotel. There were several located in the Olympic Village, built to hold the thousands of athletes who'd converged on the city to compete. The South Korean government had outdone themselves in building the living quarters. There were 30 floors in each building, with countries and teams divided by floor. It wouldn't be a good thing to put two highly competitive teams near each other, so the assignments were well thought out in advance. Doc and his team had been assigned rooms on the 20th floor of their building, along with the U.S. water polo and modern pentathlon teams. Including the Deltas, that was around 26 people, and most had checked in already. Trigger had gone around to each room, introducing himself and informing the athletes the team was there for their safety, requesting that if they saw anything suspicious, to please report it immediately. They hadn't advertised the fact they were Delta, just said they were in the U.S. Army, brought in to help out with security.
"Anyone seen Ember Maxwell yet?" Lucky asked.
"No. Is she even staying here?" Grover asked. "I just assumed she and her entourage would be bunking in one of the 5-star hotels in the city."
"She's listed as a resident on the paperwork I was given," Trigger said.
"Hard to believe she'll be here, on the same floor as us," Lefty said, the excitement easy to hear in his voice.
"Who's Ember Maxwell?" Doc asked.
5 pairs of eyes turned to him in shock and surprise.
"You seriously don't know?" Trigger asked.
Doc shook his head.
"I wouldn't have asked if I did." "She's only the most popular social media influencer out there. Word has it that if you can get her to post something on her Instagram account, whatever you're selling immediately goes up about 400%. Her brand is that powerful," Brain said.
"How the hell do you know anything about how social media works?" Doc asked. "We aren't even allowed to have accounts."
"How the hell do you not have a clue who Ember Maxwell is?" Lucky fired back dryly.
"Because I don't give a shit about that kind of thing. I'm not trolling Instagram or any other social media site. They're a waste of time, and I prefer to talk to my friends to find out what's going on with them, not see what they've posted on the damn computer," Doc grumbled.
"You have friends? I mean, other than us," Lefty teased.